Welcome to Bear Grease Week on KUMD.
This Bear Grease Report brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge up north on the Gunflint Trail and Energy Plus of Duluth. Good morning and welcome to Northland Morning. We've got Nathan Schroeder on the line this morning. He won the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon in 2010 and again last year, but he's got his eye on two prizes this year, winning the Bear Grease and competing in his first ever Iditarod. Nathan, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. Now, I got to ask this because it's just driving me nuts, wondering and worrying about it. From the little that I'm learning about sled dog racing, it's hard to get it too cold for the dogs. They're so athletic. They've got so much muscle that the real challenge is keeping them cool enough. But I'm a little concerned about mushers maybe out there, you know, racing all night long in you know, like 20 below zero. Are you guys going to be warm enough?
Yeah, you know, 20 below is challenging for myself. You know, I go to the store and I'll go to the hand warmer department and buy as many as I can. You know, I'll have some hand warmers, my gloves, my feet, and I'll have a stock throughout the whole race ready to go for me.
Boy, that could be a little bit brutal. All these years of worrying about whether or not we'd have cold enough temperatures or even enough snow for the Bear Grease, and now we've got this polar vortex thing to cope with.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be quite cold. Was it forecasting a real cold temperatures Tuesday night, I do believe?
Well,
is that correct?
So it's still changing a lot, but yeah, they're talking about another nasty cold snap when you guys are out there on the trail. So,
and to tell you the truth, I'm a little bit concerned for myself. You know, I've been frostbitten a few times in my face, and it's not fun. my toes get cold easily, but I just keep battling through and
hand warmers.
Hand warmers,
like you say, shoving them in the boots.
shoving them in the gloves. That's about all you can do. And make sure you got something covering your face.
Now, the John Bear Grease is a little short of, it's almost 400 miles. The Iditarod is 1,000 miles. So as you've been training this year, have you been training mostly with the Iditarod in mind? Or how has your training differed now that you're kind of preparing for two races at once?
Well, I started off thinking I needed to train different for the Iditarod compared to the Bear Grease, and I thought about it for a second. I thought, there's no way them dogs up there in Alaska are any better than what we have down here, so I didn't change a thing from how I trained Bear Grease to Iditarod.
So did you run them? I mean, did you try to build up more endurance?
Just a little bit more on this team. They're a little bit slower than normal, but I think we still got enough in us to do well at the Bear Grease.
Now, how does it work with the Iditarod with a race that long? I mean, are you allowed to swap dogs in and out or not?
No.
Okay, so no. Your team of dogs has to do the whole 1,000 miles.
Yeah, the team I start with is the team I got to finish with. Yep.
Wow. Are you nervous about that?
You know, I'm more nervous about the conditions up there in the interior of Alaska. You know, I know it can be cold, but I think the wind scares me off more than anything. Cold and windy. I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, maybe.
One thing you got to keep in mind is, you know, no one else made me sign up for this. I signed up on my own.
Right.
So.
Well, you obviously decided that this was something you want. What was it that made you think, yeah, this is the year I'm going to do it and do the Iditarod?
Well, mainly because my dogs are about as good as they're going to get. And I felt it was time to bring them up to Alaska and try to compete a little bit with those guys up there.
Let's talk about your team a little bit. Who are the standouts on your team?
Oh, Fillmore, 3-year-old Fillmore. He won me the Bear Grease last year. He's going to be in the team this year. He's an amazing dog. He's a small dog, but there's a lot of heart in that dog. Boy, he can go. I also have my two-time Bear Grease champ leader coming back, too, Achilles. He's 8 years old. But, boy, he looks just as good as them young ones.
At what age is a sled dog? Obviously, it will depend a little on the dog, but at what age can you pretty much say, okay, this dog's got to retire from sled dog racing?
You can see it in their eyes. I got, I'm going to be bringing 4 8-year-olds to Bear Grease, and, you know, this might be their last race season, but we'll see how they feel at the end of this year.
You know, so there isn't a guideline. The dogs tell you.
The dogs will tell you, yeah, you can tell. I mean, some just, you know, they'll tell you that's enough. I just want to, I don't want to run no more. I'll just help you train puppies is what they'll give you that look.
It's astonishing for people who don't have dogs or work with dogs, the way dogs can teach one another and the way you can use dogs to teach young dogs or new dogs.
Yeah, it's just like a journeyman and an apprentice, you know. The journeyman teaches the apprentice, and the apprentice picks it up, and pretty soon he's a journeyman. It's the same as the work field in all across America, you know.
So what are you looking
for? It works with the dogs like that.
What's the most fun? Okay, you know, we've talked about, you know, cold and nasty and hand warmers stuffed in the gloves and the boots and whatever, but what is it that you're looking forward to most about the Bear Grease on Sunday? Or is it pulling into Billy's?
I'm pulling into Billy's on Wednesday, yes. I'm excited to leave, but I'm excited to finish, too.
Definitely.
Well, the crowd there is awesome. You know, we're starting back down in Ordine. I imagine there's going to be close to 10,000 people from there all the way until I get back to Billy's. I'll probably see that many people along the trail. And that's exciting. The depressing part is that first night that you lose a sleep, that's the tough part. You know, as you're out there thinking, why am I doing this? What for? But once you get beyond that thinking and accept that you're racing, then it's good. Then you forget all about the easy way of living, you know.
Until Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then things like heat start to look pretty good to you again.
Yeah. Well, one thing about Wednesday, you know, I'm tired, but usually at Wednesday, though, when you finish, my adrenaline's rolling so good. You know, your person thinks, oh, man, you must sleep forever. But no, I don't. I go home Wednesday. I go to bed at about 10 o'clock, and I'm up at 6 the next morning. It's just like nothing ever happened. I'm a little bit sore, but.
Well, Nathan, congratulations for taking that step and that jump to race the Iditarod. Good luck to you at the Bear Grease. We'll see you at the start of the race, and we'll probably have a schmooze with you at the finish at Billy's on Wednesday. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, I hope to see you guys all there, yes.
You
yes,
betcha. We'll be there with bells on. So thanks so much, Nathan.
Okay, thank you.
Nathan Schroeder joined us this morning on the phone. He won the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon in 2010 and again last year. This year he's running the Bear Grease, and when he's done with that, he's heading north to Alaska to run the 1,000-mile Iditarod. This Bear Grease report brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge up north on the Gunflint Trail and Energy Plus of Duluth.